Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That'll be the newest flavor when it hits the shelves. It'll be here before you know it. Also, New Amsterdam got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, grab that. A bottle of New Amsterdam gluten-free vodka. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. That's New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
50 ways and 50 days to celebrate Earth Day. Tip number 21, fruits and vegetables are very environmentally friendly foods. Make them even more friendly by eating them in season and by choosing produce that is local and organic. Show us your one thing by using hashtag one thing.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss, getting rid of old clothes,
my old bell bottoms,
scouring the grout in your shower, working out on that old stationary bike, and so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy, energy for hunkering down.
Somewhere out there, there's a man on a park bench eating his 500th PB&J. He has no idea Papa John's has new papadillas that are way better than a boring sandwich. With Papa John's best meats, cheeses, and veggies hand-folded into a crispy flatbread crust. Someone better tell that man. Get a new papadilla in one of four flavors for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts, fees, and taxes. Extra prices may vary.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best you possibly can. And I hope you either have available to you right now or are planning to stock up on cloth masks, because there's a report from the Washington Post that says, based on the advice of some of the medical leading officials in the country, President Trump is expected to soon encourage Americans to start wearing cloth masks out in public. So, Here we go. Get into it momentarily. First, so quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, Chris Mannix is going to join me from Sports Illustrated. He had an interesting column this morning about the NBA discussing the possibility of doing something that we've talked about before, which is take the playoff teams to Las Vegas, quarantine them, test them every day, and finish this season all in Las Vegas without fans. Would it work? Is it possible? Chris Mannix will join me in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories of 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them Penny Hardaway. Got his first commitment class of 2020 earlier today. It's a JUCO prospect who blocks shots. Get into that around 444. Anthony Grant, Dayton's men's basketball coach, named the Naismith Coach of the Year earlier today. Just the third coach in history, in the history of the award, to ever win the award after being fired at his previous job. So that's a nice bounce back story. I'll share with you some details about that a little later on this hour. The British Open has been canceled, so that's not good for our golf tournament here in Memphis. I'll explain why just before 5 o'clock. In wild scene in DeSoto County earlier this morning. Did you see this, Bennett?
I did.
A cement truck was just barreling through Goodman Road and decided to ram through a bunch of cars, and the cops shot him, and it was on Facebook Live.
Oh, I didn't know it was on Facebook Live.
First thing I did this morning is watch a man get shot.
Can you send me the link to that?
I'd love to send you the link to that.
Thank you.
We'll talk about it during four notable stories of 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go, and I'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, our ongoing national emergency. The United States continues to lead the world in confirmed coronavirus cases. We're running away with it. 236,339 confirmed cases now, with 5,648 confirmed deaths. And like I said at the top, the Washington Post is now reporting the following. The Trump administration will recommend people wear cloth masks to go in public, citing, quote, new data and widespread transmission. That's according to a copy of the proposed guidance and administration officials familiar with the planning. So if you thought, well, we'll never get to the point where you can't even leave the house without wearing a mask. I guess you can still leave the house without a mask, but our federal government is going to recommend against that as soon as later this afternoon. Meantime, Governor Bill Lee, governor of Tennessee, has finally decided to put a stay-in-shelter order in place, you know, just a few weeks after the smart people in this country were advising him and every other governor to do such things. It really is amazing. Congressman Cohen was on CNN last night with Anderson Cooper, and just in about 5 or 6 minutes explained why the governor of Tennessee was failing the state of Tennessee. Just like until yesterday, the governor of Mississippi was failing the state of Mississippi. Mississippi decided yesterday they will have a stay-in-shelter order in place. Goes into effect, I believe, tomorrow at 5:30. And now Tennessee is also going to have one in place. So, like I tweeted, better late than never, I guess. But late is going to have real consequences. It was literally weeks ago when medical officials were saying this is what needs to happen. You need to stay home. And in some states, they took hard stands. In others, like this one, they didn't. Because you don't want to violate people's personal freedoms. You'd just rather watch them die of a respiratory illness. But it is, I was going to say hilarious, there's nothing funny about it, but it is wild to watch the way this is all unfolded. The same things people are saying today are the things they were saying 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And there's resistance, and there's pushback, and there's resistance, and there's hesitation, a lack of urgency.
Yep.
And now look where we're at. What they're now doing in Mississippi is what they were told to do 3 weeks ago. What they're now doing in Tennessee is what they were told to do 3 weeks ago. Everything you will now be, quote, ordered to do is something you were advised to do 3 weeks ago. But you wouldn't do it. People wouldn't do it. I told you, same week the NBA got canceled, which will forever be the moment this country sort of opened its eyes to,
absolutely,
oh, wow, this is a real thing. Like, if you're ever looking for the moment when things shifted in this country, it is the night that the NBA suspended its season. Following day, NCAA tournament canceled. That's when America started to go, whoa, what's going on here? So that happens. NBA suspension on a Wednesday. NCAA tournament canceled on a Thursday. And my children were invited to a birthday party on Saturday. And we didn't know, obviously. But there were people who were making it out like we were the bad guys. Oh, this coronavirus. Why wouldn't you come to a birthday party? Why would you have a birthday party? I mean, you got a television, right? Can you read? You're not supposed to be having a stupid birthday party. Or going to the beach. Going to a farmer's market. But these governors, and the ones who have resisted it, they mostly got something in common. These governors continue to say, but you know, we don't want to take away our personal freedoms. Okay. Well, here you are at the exact place everybody always said you'd be. You're going to have to do this eventually. You should go ahead and do it now. Oh, nah, it won't get that bad. Oh, nah, this isn't New York. Well, here you are. Yesterday the Mississippi governor, now the Tennessee governor. And every other governor that's not on board yet will eventually be on board. They'll all have to do exactly what everybody else is having to do. But every day you push this back, every day you downplay it to your citizens, is a day where more people will die. You have blood on your hands because you wouldn't take this seriously when people were telling you to take it seriously. Meantime, on a lighter note, families are absolutely driving each other crazy. I saw an Instagram post from Chrissy Teigen last night, and it's her, and she's in a robe. She's standing at her kitchen counter. She got her computer out on the kitchen counter, and her daughter, Luna, is standing behind her underneath her robe, lifting it up, just basically like staring at her mother's ass. And Chrissy captioned it with, quote, "If you are thinking about having children, wonderful. But no, you can't do anything alone ever again, ever." And if you didn't realize that before, you realize it now. Because we're all at home more than we otherwise would be. And our children are all at home as more than they otherwise would be. Like, I was thinking about this. There's no time you see your children more than you're seeing your children right now.
No.
Like, they're, at least during the school year, they're in school for a period of time. You don't go to school with them. So there's that separation. And then in the summers, yeah, they're around more because they're not in school, but they've also got friends coming over or they're going to friends' houses. There's summer camps. Now there's none of that. It is kids at home every day, all day. No friends coming over. They're not going anywhere else. It's stressful. Woo, stressful. Last night, I got home, and my wife was like, "Are we absolutely sure Louie and Oliver can't go spend the night with your mom?" And I was like, "Yeah, we're absolutely sure they can't do that." You know, she was like, "Well, you know, they've been here for 3 straight weeks. Your mom's been home for 3 straight weeks." And I said, "Yes, but I haven't been home for 3 straight weeks. I've been to the grocery store multiple times. You've been to the grocery store multiple times. Aiden, our oldest, has been to the grocery store multiple times. And so I recognize it's unlikely, I guess, but certainly not impossible that we could be carrying this virus right now, even without symptoms. And then we pass it to our youngest children, then we take them to my mother's house, then they pass it to her, and now she's dead. And again, I understand that's an extreme example, but it's, people are dying like that every day now, by the hundreds. And I said, so no. They can't go. They got to stay home. We got to stay home. And this is the way we're living now, whether we're stressed out or not. And then there's Brian Kemp. You familiar with Brian Kemp?
I wasn't until today.
Brian Kemp is the governor of Georgia. So he's a Southern conservative, proud conservative governor. And just to give you an idea who this guy is, you know, when he was running for governor, when he was campaigning, he makes commercials like all politicians do. And this is just one of many Brian Kemp commercials.
I'm Brian Kemp. I'm so conservative. I blow up government spending. I own guns that no one's taken away. My chainsaw's ready to rip up some regulations. I got a big truck just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep, I just said that. I'm Brian Kemp. If you want a politically incorrect conservative, that's me.
Okay, so you might listen to that, and trust me, it looks funnier than it sounds.
Yes.
You might listen to that and go, well, that's wild. Surely that guy couldn't get elected governor. But he did.
Yes, he did.
He's the governor of a state. We got 50 of them. He's one of the governors.
Yeah. I was shocked today when I saw that.
Sadly, I wasn't shocked.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of understand the gun part and everything like that because that's fine. I get that. But like when he pulled out the chainsaw and said he was like, I didn't get that part. What did the chainsaw?
I can't even
prove?
Make. He was gonna cut up government. Whatever. I don't know. You want to hear it again? Let's hear it again.
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
I'm Brian Kemp. I'm so conservative. I blow up government spending. I own guns that no one's taken away. My chainsaw's ready to rip up some regulations.
You're gonna rip up regulations.
Okay.
I got a big truck just in case I need to round up criminal illegals and take them home myself. Yep, I just said that. I'm Brian Kemp. If you want a politically incorrect conservative, that's me.
I can't believe I live on a planet where that guy could get elected to run something.
Yeah.
But here we are, okay? So, that's who we're talking about. That's the governor of Georgia. And so the governor of Georgia last night is holding a press conference, like political leaders all over this country are holding press conferences to inform, people, hey, here's the latest, here's what we're going to do, and here is part of his speech from last night.
I think it's the reason I'm taking this action. Just like I've continued to tell people, I'm following the data. I'm following the advice of Dr. Toomey. Her and I both mentioned in our remarks, finding out that this virus is now transmitting before people see signs. So what we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer for us. And I had been listening to her advice.
Okay. So what this guy, the governor of Georgia, said last night is that what he has now realized is that people could be carrying this virus around and not even be feeling bad, have no symptoms whatsoever. And we didn't even know that until the last 24 hours, which is on the long list of astonishing things politicians have said over the past month. That really might be the most mind-blowing. Because the truth is, we have known that this virus could be carried by people who have no symptoms and passed to other people who have no symptoms since, you ready for this? The end of January. The end of January.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lie.
Or he really is that dumb.
No. I mean, people have had to have told him that. I mean, my God, we all know that.
My 3-year-old knows that.
Yeah.
You can be carrying the virus without knowing it and then pass it to somebody else. It's something that has been said 55 million times over the past few months, certainly over the past 3 weeks. And we first realized it in January because we were getting data from Germany. It was happening there. Google Dr. Fauci January and asymptomatic. Pops right up. The head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force was telling people in January that you can carry this virus and pass it to somebody else and you yourself never have any symptoms. It is April. It's April. And this governor didn't know that this was possible until the last 24 hours. I saw somebody tweet, man, he's going to flip out when they tell him what happened to the Masters. I mean, is that, you don't know whether to laugh at that or just be terrified of that.
It is scary, in all seriousness. That is scary.
How do you not know?
That's the governor of Georgia.
That's a governor?
Yeah, that's not just a like mayor of a small town or something.
That's the guy's in charge of a state.
Yes, he's in charge of Atlanta.
And he didn't know until the past 24 hours that you could carry this virus without showing any symptoms. And he said, now that's a game changer. What? Oh, I agree. It is a game changer. In January. At the latest, 3 weeks ago, when we as a country started, for the most part, taking this thing seriously. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if I jumped on Facebook and I saw somebody going, oh, wow, I just heard that you can carry this without showing any symptoms. Because a lot of people on Facebook, like, they ain't the smartest. It's reasonable to expect more from governors. Shouldn't governors, like, the people, men and women, who are in charge of making decisions about how we're going to handle and try to contain this virus, shouldn't you reasonably be able to expect they understand how the virus is transmitted?
Yes.
What in the world? My six-year-old knows he can't play with his friend because even though he shows no symptoms and the friend shows no symptoms, they could be carrying the virus and passing around. My six-year-old knows that. The governor of Georgia didn't know it till yesterday. Absolutely incredible.
Maybe he can fight it with his chainsaw.
At least he's got a chainsaw. But at least he's got a chainsaw and a truck to round up illegals.
And take them to his house. What does that mean? Why is he taking them to his house after he rounds them up? Very confusing message in that commercial.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to do. What are we supposed to do when that's a governor?
At least we don't live in Georgia.
I mean, we ain't much better.
I get it, but that's
pretty bad. Even if you're so stupid that you really didn't know until 24 hours ago that somebody can carry this with no symptoms, you'd think you'd have somebody in your inner circle smart enough to let you know that's not something you can say publicly.
Yeah, do not say that.
That was in a prepared statement.
Right.
Like, he was like, okay, let me catch you up on where we're at now. This is going to blow your mind. Just found out, past 24 hours, you can carry this virus without symptoms. Like, somebody didn't step in and go, Governor, I don't know if you had your chainsaw cranked up too loud, you didn't hear us, but we've known that for a while now. We've known that for a while. Maybe you didn't hear it because your chainsaw was too loud. But we've known that for a while, so don't go out there and say you didn't know that till yesterday. Because, my God, you're going to sound like the dumbest person on the planet. Whew. Chris Mannix is up next.
Memphis's quarantine station. News, information, interviews, sports, entertainment, and the latest for Memphis and the Mid-South. This is 92.9 FM ESPN. Live on the radio.com free app. Download the radio.com app on your phone. Select 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Hit the heart. Like us on your radio, on your phone, on your computer.
I have hit the 14-day mark from the onset of my symptoms.
92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Hi, Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Lowe's is here to help with the season's best savings on your spring projects, like up to 40% off select appliance special values. When you purchase an appliance that's $299 or more, you'll get free delivery. And for your landscape, pick up 5 bags of premium color mulch now for just $10. Whatever your needs, we have you covered with spring project savings. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. While supplies last through 4/15, U.S. only. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the link.
Penny Hardaway got a commitment today from a JUCO prospect. He's a shot blocker. He will be a member of the 2020-21 University of Memphis men's basketball program. I'll tell you about him in the next segment. Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. But right now, he covers the NBA and boxing for Sports Illustrated. One of the best in the business is Chris Mannix. Make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Mannix, it's GP. How you holding up in these crazy times?
Oh, you know, staying inside, doing nothing. It was funny, your producer, you know, thanked me for, you know, thinking I was busy coming on. My day now is... I'm watching, at the moment, Jay King, my friend who works at The Athletic, do some kind of McDonald's eating challenge with Sean Grandy, the play-by-play guy for the Celtics, actually calling it. So this is where we're at with all this.
It is wild. And, like, for some reason, you would think, like, everything just slowed down. But I feel overwhelmed every day still because my schedule's so off. I'm staying up later. I'm sleeping a little later. You know, like pouring a drink a little earlier, like everything seems to be just off. And I don't think that's unique to me. That's all around the country.
Well, I discovered something about myself. In my capacities, like I don't eat at home a lot, right? Like I'm constantly traveling for basketball and boxing, and you know, home meals are basically, you know, non-perishables that are lying around the house. I went grocery shopping just a couple of hours ago, and I don't remember what my kind of college dorm room grocery shopping looked like, but it had to look close to what I picked up. I mean, it's like Doritos, tuna fish, salami, and like various forms of like fudge cookies that I'm packing into my cart. So, I mean, you're learning a lot about yourself during this period, that's for sure.
Yeah, strange times. We're talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Let's talk about the column you posted earlier today, SI.com, and it is about the possibility, just the discussions that are happening about the NBA trying to resume and conclude this 2019-20 season in Las Vegas. I'll let you explain what that might look like.
Well, look, the NBA is... you know, having these preliminary discussions among their top executives about ways to salvage the postseason. Ownership has made it clear that if it's safe and feasible, they want to do it. So there's a lot of ideas being kicked around, but I'm comfortable saying, Gary, that if an NBA postseason is going to be salvaged, it is only going to be salvaged in Las Vegas. There just simply is no other reasonable alternative, because even if the NBA is, you know, safe enough to come back behind closed doors, it's impossible to think you could have city-to-city types of games. I mean, look at Memphis and L.A., for example. In the hypothetical that Memphis is and Tennessee in general is on the downside of the curve, great, you can play games in Memphis. But what about if Los Angeles and California is not, and you can't play home games there? The only way to make this work is to take location out of the mix, and Vegas makes a lot of sense. I mean, Vegas is a city, and Nevada is a state that the NBA's got strong ties to already. The summer league that they do for 2.5 weeks every July is become incredibly popular, selling like 20,000-25,000 tickets each time out. It's a real event, as you know. So there's a framework in place to get it done. Now, all this is, you know, goes without saying, or should be said, that nothing gets done unless things dramatically change. The NBA is not going to come back unless testing is so widespread that you can basically order it on Amazon. It's not going to come back unless, the curve that we're talking about is significantly bent and is heading in the right direction. So this is all with the backdrop of things needing to change. But if they do change, I really believe the only way things get done is if you have some kind of tournament in Las Vegas.
Talking to Chris Mannix from SI.com. And if I remember correctly, the way you had described it as a possibility would be a shorter series to start and then single elimination games in the middle of the tournament before we get to the finals. Is that correct?
I would, yes, but I would also add that there's nothing that's not on the table at this point. I mean, the only thing that's not on the table is best of seven, best of seven, best of seven. Like, that's just, you can't do that in a truncated period of time. But I think best of threes are certainly possible. A best of five followed by best of threes or one and done is certainly possible. They're kicking around every machination at the league office level about what might ultimately work. But I'll tell you one thing that I found interesting, and I've had a couple of calls from players in just in the last 4 or 5 hours who read the story as well and had commentary of their own. Let's say in the best-case scenario, you kind of get an all-clear to have closed-door games June 1st. You can't come back until, like, July even then, because players have been telling me that they need, like, a 3 or 4 week training camp to get back into shape. I had one player call me and tell me that his team had a group workout today over Zoom using resistance bands. And that player said to me, I don't think I broke a sweat in that case. So you're going to have players coming back to basketball in the worst shape they've been in probably since they were, like, in middle school. Like, yeah, really, because there's just no way for these guys to work out. So they're going to need 3 or 4 weeks of a training camp to get back into some kind of reasonable shape before they go into any kind of high-intensity postseason. So I think that's something that, as we get closer to this, could become a complicated issue that the NBA has got to negotiate with the union.
Talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, do we have a sense for whether the players want to do this, because it would require them to be separate, be quarantined? These are not just basketball players. These are husbands in some cases, their fathers in some cases. Do we know if the players would be on board with this?
Yeah, that came up in my calls with guys today and in the past couple of weeks as well. The short answer is no, they don't want to do it. The correct answer is they will do it for the money.
Right.
Like, it's just as simple as that. I mean, at some point, probably by in mid-April, you're going to see the checks stop coming to players. I mean, that's just a reality. And it's a reality all of us are facing across the country right now as the entire economy has grounded to a halt. Owners are simply not going to cut, you know, millions and millions of money of paychecks when their revenue has all but dried up at this point. So if owners come to players and say, look, we can do this, we'll start paying you once again, you got to agree to our terms, there'll be some pushback and some negotiating. But the message I was getting from players is that if push comes to shove, they're going to play because they want the money.
What happens, and again, this is just a hypothetical, but like, we get there, we're ready to go, we start a best of three series, Grizzlies, Lakers, and then Jaren Jackson Jr. tests positive for coronavirus. What happens then?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great question, and one I don't think the NBA has an answer for yet. I mean, in an ideal world, you're testing guys well before these games start, and you're quarantining guys before and during the entire time when it starts to do, I don't want to say eliminate, but do all you can do to get this from, to prevent that something like that event from ultimately happening. I don't know if there's an answer for that, but I think the NBA would do everything they could to mitigate that happening. The bigger question, the more relevant one, I think, for this hypothetical is what happens if, like, a week before quarantine, Jaren Jackson tests positive. I think in that circumstance, you would have to just say Jaren Jackson's out. Like, you can, if you have the ability to test everybody else and they come back clean, that team moves forward. But until a guy tests completely negative for coronavirus, I don't believe they can play. So I think that's the bigger concern. You know, a week, 2 weeks, or a week, 10 days before a postseason starts, a player tests positive, he's got to be removed from the mix immediately to prevent spread.
Talking to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Under this scenario we're envisioning as a possibility, we're still not talking about till late June, July. The NBA draft is scheduled for June 25th. I guess anything's possible, but is it likely we're going to hold a draft on June 25th?
I would describe it now as unlikely, and I think the NBA has noticed the backlash that the NFL has received, not from fans or from the public, but from members of the GM committees there and people involved with teams, that they just need more time to assess players, to make consequential decisions. So I would imagine that as we move forward, you're going to see everything be pushed back. I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns here. Like, do they eventually hold a combine, like, in June and push the draft back till July? Do they screw up the combine altogether? I mean, on a personal level, I think, you know, I find the combine to be relatively useless. I feel like if teams don't know what they're looking at from an entire season's worth of work from a player, an entire season's worth of scouting of a player, if you need a combine, you're not doing your job, first and foremost. But if you have to push back all that stuff, I think it's going to extend when the draft might take place. But right now, I just can't see the draft going forward as scheduled, not unless the NBA decides in, you know, early May that they're done, they're scrubbing the season, they're moving on to the next.
The other thing is that we have to set a lottery order. We can't do that until this season is complete in some form. So, like, it's a whole lot of moving parts. Wrap it up here with Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Last thing before I let you go. There has been, I believe it was the Atlanta Hawks owner, before our country changed in these wild ways, who had suggested the NBA would be smart to start its season on Christmas every year to get out of the football shadow in, you know, October, November, and December. Is there any thought that this might be an excuse to do that? We're not going to conclude this season, if we do it at all, until late. We don't start the 2020-21 season until December 25th.
Yeah, I think that's certainly possible, Gary. And what I think is most important is that if the season goes into the summertime, the NBA is going to have some data that they can study that they wouldn't have otherwise. They'd have more evidence of whether it works or whether it doesn't. I wrote about this about a week ago, and I'm a huge proponent of this idea.
Me
like
too.
The idea that sports or the NBA, the ratings would suffer in the summertime, it's all based on these kind of red herrings that are out there. I mean, the idea that ratings go down in the summertime is sometimes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What I mean by that is we put crap on television in the summertime. That's why ratings are down. If you put something good and quality on TV, I think subsequently ratings have gone up. I spent a lot of time, Gary, talking to television executives like John Skipper and Steven Espinosa with Showtime, you know, talking to Mark Cuban and other owners. I've yet to come up with somebody that gives me any kind of evidence that things don't work. I mean, this wouldn't work. The only potential argument that could be in place is advertising, right? I mean, it's great to have ratings, but you need ads behind that to backstop those ratings. And I guess, you know, car companies and beer companies could say, we don't want to advertise in the summertime, but I don't believe that's the case either. I believe they'd want to be associated with a big-time summer brand, and that would be NBA basketball. So I love the idea. Get away from the NFL. Get away from college football. Get get into kind of an earned media place where you're the only game in town and the only thing anyone's talking about, and start doing things in a different way. Like, I'll give you one quick example. Like, boxing used to be like, it went without saying that you never put on big fights in the summertime. That was what it was for years. You did the fall and the spring, and you went dark in the summertime. Then you had Mayweather versus McGregor, which was put on in August of, 3 years ago now. That was a huge box office success. So then you saw HBO and Showtime put on fights in the summer and do huge ratings. Now you have DAZN and other outlets doing fights in the summer, doing huge ratings. They are proof that if you stop ignoring the summertime and put quality programming on, you're going to be able to have success.
That's exactly right. I'm on board with it, too. I hope that this is a awful thing that they use to do something that they probably should have done anyway. That's Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. Make sure you read him at SI.com. Follow him on Twitter at SI Chris Mannix. Thanks, buddy. I owe you. Stay safe, all right?
Anytime, Gary.
I'll see you. That's Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated. I'm with him on the idea that, you know, of course people will watch the NBA if it's in the summer. If you put, like, hey, you know what people watch in the summer? Every 4 years?
Summer League? The Olympics.
Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
It's not like Summer Olympics do amazing numbers. They're in the summer.
Yeah.
You put stuff people want to watch on in the summer, people will watch it.
For sure.
And so we've talked about this before. Start the season in December. Take it through the summer. You really aren't competing with college football anymore. And though that might not mean something in certain parts of this country, in the Memphis market, it means something.
Absolutely.
In the Atlanta market, it means something. In the southern markets, it means something. So you remove college football from the equation. You basically got a month of NFL playoffs you're dealing with. And then the calendar's yours.
Yes.
I mean, you got to beat what? NHL, MLS, MLB? Like, you can never, at least never anytime soon, if you're the NBA, beat the NFL. You're never going to be bigger than football. But can you be bigger than all the other things? Major League Baseball, MLS, NHL? Yes, you can.
Yes.
So compete against those leagues for and sports for eyeballs, for attention, and let football just concede the fight with football. There's nothing written in a constitution somewhere that says you got to go heads up with football for 3 months a year. So just don't do it. And I really do think this is an excuse. The fact that we are almost certainly, if we finish this season, not going to finish it till deep in the calendar, well, then that's the excuse to say, now we're going to give our players an off season of some sort, and we will start the next season on December 25th, and then we'll start every season on December 25th. I got a tweet from Vince because Mannix was talking about, you know, the NBA players are going to need 3 weeks to get back into shape because they're in terrible shape right now. And Vince said, can't these NBA players swing for a Peloton to keep in shape? And it's a reasonable question if you've never talked to NBA players. When Chris Mannix says NBA players aren't in shape, it doesn't mean they look like me. You know, like, if you saw Ja Morant tomorrow, Ja Morant would look amazing. And so would Jaren Jackson Jr. and most of those guys.
It means they can't run up and down a basketball court for 40 minutes.
You talk to any basketball player who's ever played at a high level, they will tell you there is nothing you can do to replicate a real basketball game.
Yep.
You can ride a bike for 4 hours a day. You can get on the treadmill all day long. It's not the same as playing basketball at a high level. Even playing pickup is not the same as playing basketball at a high level. And guys can't play pickup right now. Like,
no.
It's not like you can get in the gym with four other guys right now. I guess you can. It's not illegal, but you're not supposed to. It's not smart. So it's the same reason baseball players, you know, do minor league rehab stints before they get called back up to the big leagues after they've been injured for whatever period of time, extended period of time. Because you got to see live pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get in a cage every day. You got to see live pitching. There's no way to replicate live pitching except to get in a box and face live pitching. And basketball's the same way. I promise you, there's plenty of NBA players right now that could go out and run 10 miles if you needed them to. They're still in shape. But in shape and in basketball shape to compete in the playoff game in the NBA, those are two totally different things. And you're not going to be able to to do that by riding a bike, by working out alone, by getting on a treadmill. The only real way to get in basketball shape is to play basketball at a high level consistently, day after day after day after day. So I don't know whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, but undeniably, whenever we get to a place where we think we're good to go and to play basketball again, these basketball players are going to have to play basketball a little bit, have something that looks very much like a training camp before they actually play in the games that matter. We come back. Penny Hardaway got a commitment day from a JUCO shot blocker. Get you updated on that. You listen to the Garrett Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All personal injury firms are not the same. That means that when you're injured, one lawyer might get you great results and another one far less. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you're ever injured and need an attorney, how should you choose? Do your research. Look for experience, a track record of verdicts and settlements, and the resources to take on big companies. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
Staying home is the new normal. So if you, like many of us, find yourself working from home and noticing that your computer just isn't cutting it, then you need Cooper Systems. Maybe your kids are seeing the same thing while doing schoolwork. You all need the right equipment that works just as fast as you do. Whether it's a new computer, a new printer, or maybe you just need to update your current operating system, Cooper Systems has just what you need for about half the price of the Apple or big box stores. Just tell Lee and Lauren Cooper what work you're doing from home, and they can set you up with the perfectly matched computer system to make this transition as productive and efficient as possible. Let Cooper Systems help. For decades, Cooper Systems has served the computer needs of Mid-Southerners, and they're here for you today. Work remotely, effectively, and efficiently, all at a fair price with Cooper Systems. They offer in-store diagnostics and computer repair, too. Call Cooper Systems at 360-9679. That's 360-9679, or visit coopersystems.com.
If one of your kids had a toothache, who would you call? A plumber?
Oh, yeah, I see the problem. It's a molar way back there. I think I can get it with this plunger.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
But it's really very lifelike, every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light, Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. On the gas, supernova for a night, like dreaming at my dad, and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see it free.
Jeff Calkins is award-winning columnist Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11. He's gonna join me in the next segment, a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon.
So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Penny Hardaway's Memphis Tigers got a commitment today from a 2020 JUCO prospect. His name is Ahmad Rand. You had ever heard of Ahmad Rand before today?
I haven't, GB. Tell me about him.
I had never heard of him either.
Oh, dang it.
He's a 6'8" forward from Georgia who had been playing at a junior college that I also had never heard of. USC Salcahatchie?
Okay.
He's a star at USC Salcahatchie.
Well, good.
And in all seriousness, he averaged 5 blocks a game. So there's something there. He led college.
Yeah, that's good.
He led junior college in block shots per game in each of the past 2 years. So he has at least one identifiable skill. But he was, I believe, ranked 80th in the country in junior college. And if we're being honest, guys that rank in that range don't usually have impacts at programs at the level of the University of Memphis. If you remember when I used to scream every day about why Tubby Smith needed to be fired after year two, and I was screaming these things even before year two started, the reason I was screaming these things is because I was looking at the recruiting class they were bringing in that they were going to need to win games, and all you had to do was look at those prospects and look at where they were ranked and look at the other schools that were recruiting him, and then you could reasonably conclude you're not going to win in the American Athletic Conference with that roster. Oh, but, you know, they're top 20 JUCO players, GP. Oh, well, you're not going to win with them. But, man, Tubby Smith's a great coach. I agree, but doesn't appear to be a great recruiter because he got a terrible roster in. I don't care if you're Tubby Smith or Bob Knight or anybody in between. If you got a terrible roster, you're not going to win in that league. And you know how that story went.
Yep.
So I'd be being disingenuous if I sat here and tried to say, this is a guy who's going to shore up the front court. He is not ranked in that way. He did not produce in that way. And he was not recruited by other schools in that way. But could he be a piece off of your bench that gives you some minutes here and there? Sure, I guess he could be that, and that's probably what he's expected to be. Penny Hardaway had earlier in this week said that they plan to sign 3 prospects in the class of 2020. This is the first. Obviously, the other two big, big targets, Jalen Green and Greg Brown, but at least according to 24/7 Sports, they're not considered the leader for either one of those right now. So we'll see. But finally got a member of the class of 2020. He's a junior college prospect, and he blocked 5 shots per game this past season.
Story number two.
Earlier today on CBS Sports HQ, Anthony Graham from Dayton was named the Naismith Men's Basketball National Coach of the Year, which is a pretty rare thing when you frame it this way. He is only the third coach in the 34-year history of the Naismith Coach of the Year Award to win it after previously being fired from a head coaching job at the Division I level. The other two are Rick Barnes, who was fired at Texas, then won it last season at Tennessee, and Steve Fisher, who was fired at Michigan, and then ultimately won it, I believe, in 2011 at San Diego State. So it's a very rare thing to get fired and then get another job and then do so well at that job that you're the National Coach of the Year. Today was only the third time it had ever happened in the 34-year history. And before last year, before Rick Barnes won it, it had only happened once in the 32-year history of the award. So it's a nice story in that way because the coaching profession is a tricky thing. Like, you can be the next big thing, and then it's just over for you. Look at Bryce Drew. Bryce Drew was at Valpo, and for a few years stretch was offered all sorts of Power 5 jobs. Like, he turned down Mississippi State when Mississippi State hired, I believe, Rick Ray. Like, I remember talking to Bryce about that, and he was really focused on he wanted to make sure his move was something that made sense where he wanted to raise a family. Like, he's had young children. And I've known Bryce for a while, and he reached out to me, not because I'm Gary Parish college basketball expert or analyst or whatever. He reached out to me. You want to know why? Because I live in Mississippi. Because I'm familiar with Mississippi State. And he was like, if you were me, would you raise your children in Starkville? And I was like,
damn.
I said, I don't want to. Starkville's, it's a college town in Mississippi. I'll just put it that way. It's a college town in Mississippi, right? But I know that was something that was important to him. Like, where am I going to be raising my family? Which is why it was not a surprise when he took the Vanderbilt job. Why? Not just because it was Vanderbilt, not just because it was SEC.
Nashville.
He could raise his family in a real city, a nice city. But my larger point was he turned down jobs all over the place. Mississippi State, another Power 5 job, another Power 5 job. Goes to Vanderbilt. Signs a top 10 recruiting class. Best recruit gets hurt. He goes winless in the SEC, fired, and now, after a year off, he's the head coach at Grand Canyon.
It's crazy.
Like, the biggest mid-major coach in the country, turning down Power 5 jobs, now the best thing you can get, Grand Canyon.
Well, I mean, look at Greg Marshall. Like, you think he could still get, like, UCLA or jobs like that?
Probably not now. He's priced himself out of the market. You know, he makes too much money for most people to hire him.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, like, it can come and go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And if you're Anthony Grant, you're a Billy Donovan assistant, then you're the head coach at VCU, then you beat Duke in the NCAA tournament, you're getting offered this job, getting offered that job. You know, he was going to replace Billy at Florida when Billy left for the Magic, and then Billy came back to Florida.
Right.
But, like, that was done. It was like, Billy's gone, they're going to hire Anthony from VCU. Well, then Billy comes back, so Anthony stayed at VCU, and then he ultimately becomes the Alabama coach. And he only goes to one tournament in 6 years, gets fired. It's 5 years ago, March 2015, gets fired. And I don't care who you are. Like, that's a humbling experience. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys have never been fired from anything in their lives. And then suddenly you're fired. And I just thought it was a story that sort of resonated now because people all over the country are losing their jobs. Now, I'm not trying to compare these things apples to apples. Being fired from an SEC school as a basketball coach isn't the same thing as being fired from your normal job, because in that job you get millions of dollars to not coach basketball. It's not the same, but it still sucks. You still didn't envision it happening. It's not the way you wanted your career to go. And when that happens to you, you never know if you're going to get another shot. Like, am I going to ever be a head coach at the high major level again? Am I ever going to be relevant in this sport again? You don't know. And so after he got fired at Alabama, he went to Oklahoma City, worked for Billy again for two more years. And then the Dayton job opened when Archie Miller left for Indiana. Anthony Grant is a Dayton alum, so he got that job. And in year three, had developed an All-American National Player of the Year in Obi Toppin and had a team that was ranked in the top five in the country, finished 29-2, never lost in regulation, and led to him being the Naismith National Coach of the Year. And though that is wonderful, it has got to be on some level also a little bittersweet. He had a real shot to win a national championship. And that's not something you get normally at a place like Dayton,
right,
at a place outside of the traditional power structure. So I know all of this is bittersweet, but still, there's a lesson in there somewhere. Like, there's life after termination, that good days can follow bad days. Because it was just 5 years ago where he was told, you're not good enough to coach at our school anymore. We don't want you. We'll pay you millions of dollars to not be here. And fast forward to April 2nd, 2020, he is the Naismith National Coach of the Year.
Story number three.
So there was a report last night from Golf Digest that the 2020 Open Championship was going to be canceled. Now, the RNA this morning released a statement saying it's obviously under consideration, but we're not there yet. But they could just be pushing this down the line. Ultimately getting to a place that is inevitable,
yep,
where they're going to cancel. And among the reasons that's not great is because the Open Championship is scheduled to begin on July 16th. The FedEx St. Jude Invitational here at Southwind is scheduled to July 1st through July 5th. So if they're already on the verge, according to Golf Digest, of canceling that, and it starts after our tournament, then good luck.
Yeah.
And so
it's unfortunate. I just it's tough to envision, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will say, golf is the one sport where you could actually social distance and still play it.
Man, but I went, you know, I went last year, and like that would be tough to enforce. I mean, you would.
Oh, no. I mean, you wouldn't have any fans there.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think there's any scenario where we've got, you know, however many thousands of people walking around Southwind.
I'd
be shocked. I shouldn't say I can't envision any scenario. I'll let the doctors determine that at a later date when we have more data. But it's hard to envision at this point, right? Seems unlikely at this point. I mean, you could maybe play golf with just golfers and caddies and social distance. And that is one that that's the one you're best equipped to play, because Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods don't have to be next to each other. Like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving got to be next to each other. Your football players got to be next to each other. Golfers can – it's why you could go play golf this weekend. Not everywhere, but there's still golf courses open all over the country. So golf is the one sport that if the PGA Tour decided, can we figure out a way to responsibly put these events on television and actually hold them, maybe, just maybe, they could do it by July. But I guess I'd circle back to the
– We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.